Time to get your biggest savings of the year on our best inventory of new Chevys in years. Savings like $8,000 off MSRP on select new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 models. Longmont Auto Plaza has them in stock. Check out our new 2024 Chevy Tahoe or the new 2024 Chevy Equinox. Come see us right now at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us online at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
KVOE News Time is 8:26, which makes it Newsmaker 2 time here on this Monday morning. We're pleased to have with us here today Prairie Paws Animal Shelter Director Vanessa Cowie as we talk about really the changeover with Prairie Paws taking over the animal shelter operations effective August 4th.
Vanessa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad to have you on board here today. So I know we mentioned here that the official contract starts August 4th after City Commission action last week, but have the preparations really kicked into high gear now for the changeover and Prairie Paws taking over here early next month?
Yes, definitely. So the first thing we always do is establish our team so we know who's working for us and in what capacity. So we've done that. We know who's on our team. Things like uniforms, branding, we've organized the sign to be replaced. Those kinds of things are happening, as well as, you know, marketing, website changes, Facebook changes, all that kind of stuff as well.
So initially, what kind of changes will people see? What's going to be, is there anything visual that people might notice right away?
I think uniforms and the sign out there will be the first visual thing. But then, you know, we have a really good Facebook presence that we hope to spread to this community, as well as we love our website. We have an impressive website. And we've learned that that's a lot of the ways that people first interact with animal shelter is through the web. So we have a strong web presence. I think people will see that. In our other communities, we sometimes have billboards. I don't know if we'll be doing that out here, but I know there's a few open ones.
Gotcha. Understood. Well, let me ask you this here, too. You mentioned here about your other locations. Where are your other locations now? And really, what had you considering Emporia once word came up that the contract was up for renewal, or in this case, turned out to be a new direction?
Yeah, our first location is in Ottawa, Kansas, in Franklin County. And that is a privately owned, that's a building, the land that belongs to our organization. And then we really started to notice that some municipally operated and owned buildings were faced with some efficiency issues, especially with funding. And there's some struggles that city-owned buildings have that privately owned buildings don't. And what we realized was if we contracted with a city-owned building, depending on the size of the community and depending on the volume of the animals, we could actually leverage our resources to lower the cost to the taxpayer by operating those on behalf of the city. And so the next one we added was Manhattan, Kansas, and that shelter serves Pottawatomie County and Riley County, as well as Manhattan. So that's a good one. We got that one up and running. We switched it over to Prairie Paws, and then it was like, this really worked. Both of us are very happy with that, the way that facility is operating as far as the city staff, the commission, our organization. It's serving more animals. It's serving it with less money. Okay, great. Let's do that again. So that's when we started looking for cities of certain sizes. You know, it doesn't make sense in small cities, but it makes really good sense for Emporia. And so we're hoping to bring those efficiencies here, like just exactly what we did in Manhattan.
Well, Vanessa, you've had a while to look at the operations here. Strategically, operationally, what kind of changes will you be bringing here?
The first thing we like to do is expand open hours. You know, the more animals we can get adopted, the more we can serve, the more we can let in. So our push is always to increase adoptions, and usually that is being open later, being open on the weekends, even being open earlier, and just being as front and center as we possibly can, getting every animal out, even if it's getting them out one day faster than they would have been, lowering the length of stay, and then we can increase the volume of animals that we serve. But it all has to start with pressuring adoptions. So you're going to see us marketing adoptable pets like crazy, getting them spayed and neutered faster, maybe even things like discounts on adoption fees, just so we can get that volume increased and get those pets out into the community as fast as possible.
Vanessa, what are some of the other things that you see here, specifically with the Emporia space, with the animal shelter here, as far as potentially maybe some space layout reconfigurations or what had been stated earlier as a need to maybe have a larger facility for what Emporia currently has?
Yeah, I think you got to be real careful before you expand a building or build another building because of the expense of that. And first, realizing how many animals can you get through this with a high standard of care and taking good care of the animals. Unless you've really invested in increasing your flow and shortening the amount of time they're there, you don't really know how much more building you need. I think if you wanted to expand the building or increase the size or do a larger one, then you need to find a way to serve more people with it, which would mean serving maybe every citizen in Lyon County, not just Emporia. That's what the Ottawa location does. The Ottawa location is massive, but it serves every citizen in Franklin County and is funded by every community in Franklin County. That's the only way you can run a very big shelter, is you have to be serving as many taxpayers as possible with that model. And so the size of the building right now, it really can't serve that volume. But what we would rather do is put in our policies and programs to increase the flow, as well as decrease animals that need to come into the facility. So we invest heavily in low-cost spay-neuter, in things like free microchips and free rabies vaccines and free vaccines for the community, which would keep animals out of the shelter. I think once you've done all the holistic programming, then you know if you need a bigger building or not. I'm not sure we know that yet, and I would hate for us to spend, you know, a couple $100,000 in taxpayer money and donor money on something that maybe doesn't need to happen yet. Maybe we can get a couple more years out of this current size.
How long does that generally take? Do you need a year, 2 years to really take a solid look and look at the numbers?
You know, in Manhattan, we got really good data in 6 months. I think a full 12 months gives you the best story, because intakes in animal shelters in Kansas are very seasonal. So you can see three times the volume coming into a shelter between April and September as what you do in the winter months. So we need that full calendar year to get the sense of what's our busiest months look like, what types of animals are they, how do they sit there, how long are they there, what outcome do they have, and then we can start to analyze that data and tweak our programming.
Vanessa Cowie again joining us, Prairie Paws Animal Shelter Director. Prairie Paws will be taking over the animal shelter operations contract here effective August 4th. And we're talking with Vanessa about all things operational here, I guess you could say. One thing that you mentioned here, you know, about the current operations that you have elsewhere, right now Ottawa, Manhattan, now adding Emporia within the next couple of weeks. And I want to loop back to, I think, the first time that we brought you on here, about the economies of scale that kind of has gone through the different interviews that we've had with you either on air or off air since the process really got started. Question comes up here. You're looking at, you know, Ottawa, I think population about, 12 to 15,000, Emporia 25, mm-hmm. Manhattan, I think 55,000. Where else mm-hmm. are you looking at potentially maybe adding Prairie Paws locations, and then what type of economies of scale then trigger when you add maybe more locations that you're serving?
Yeah, you know, that's such a great question. And there's a few communities that I think stand out for us. Salina would be a great fit for our model. It's a city-owned building that we could lease from the city. That's about a population of 50,000 people, very similar to our Manhattan operation. So that would be a great one. Hutchinson is also a city-owned one, similar size. But there's a few areas that actually don't have a facility right now, and we would like to put a facility where there isn't one. So there are communities that are growing rapidly right now, and maybe they'd never put the infrastructure in for an animal shelter. But we've also learned that you can convert existing buildings into animal shelters. So there's counties up near Franklin County that don't have a shelter. Anderson County doesn't have a facility. Miami County has only one very tiny facility in Osawatomie. So now, depending on the facility, like here in Emporia, it's only serving the city of Emporia, so it's only serving the population of Emporia. That Ottawa location serves 50,000 people. That Manhattan location serves close to 75,000, 100,000 people. Even though it's located in a city of a certain size, it's the number of people and animals that you're serving is where you achieve the scale.
You mentioned, number one, you're going to have to increase hours. What are you going to be looking at as far as hours go? And any current staff members staying on with you?
Yeah, I think most of the current staff are staying on. I don't have the total names. I don't know everyone, but I know that most of the current staff are staying on, which is exciting. You know, we love that institution of knowledge. I think there's some staff members that used to work there that are returning to work there, so that'll be exciting. Again, institution of knowledge that we lean on heavily. And then, you know, our operating hours, we want to do 7 days a week. It's going to take us a little while to get there. But hopefully we can roll out that first week and be open 6 days, Monday through Saturday. We move in on a Sunday. We're closed that day. And then we want to open up bright and early, 9 a.m. on Monday morning. And we really like to do 9 to 6. 9 to 6, we feel like we get as many people served as possible. So 9 to 6, Monday through Saturday is our goal for that first week. That's what we're aiming for.
Vanessa, how have the relationships been between Prairie Paws and the Humane Society of the Flint Hills, who you're taking over the operations from?
You know, incredible. They are so helpful and so supportive. And I think they, hopefully we've done a good job of saying this had nothing to do with the way you ran it or anything like that. They don't have the scale. And it's just unfortunate that as things become more and more and more expensive, it's like a mom and pop restaurant. You know, they struggle, and it had nothing to do with anything that they were trying to do or the amount of work they put in. I mean, they did great things. They're wonderful communicators. They care about the animals. They've been so responsive helping us with this transition. I think it's all three of us, you know, the city, Flint Hills, and Prairie Paws are also focused on this transition being not disruptive to the care of the animals, not disruptive to the customers, the citizens of the community. And I feel truly very supported by that group. So I'm very appreciative, because the reason you asked that question is it may not always go that way.
True.
With this type of thing, but we've been blessed that they really do just care about the animals so much that there's no egos in this. It's all about the animals, and I love that.
Well, it's good to hear. Well, Vanessa, we appreciate your time this morning, and best of luck to a smooth start here for you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us on.
You bet. Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, Prairie Paws Animal Shelter Director Vanessa Cowie, as they will take over beginning August 4th, Chuck.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll continue to kind of update the transition process here as that.